Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com. Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering kayaks, canoes, and outdoor equipment for anyone wanting to experience the natural beauty of Wisconsin water. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it is Valentine's Day. And for this week's Food Friday, we're doing some Valentine's-themed baking.
First, though, two Wisconsin lawmakers announced yesterday evening that they are leading an effort to repeal the state's same-sex marriage ban. They are Senator Tim Carpenter and Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, both from Milwaukee.
In 2006, Wisconsin amended its constitution to specifically ban same-sex marriage with a vote in both the Assembly and the Senate and a referendum with 59% of Wisconsinites voting in favor of that ban.
But today, same-sex marriage is legal in 17 states, including Wisconsin's neighbors, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. This morning, a federal judge in Virginia struck down Virginia's ban on same-sex marriage, and last week, the ACLU in Wisconsin filed the case challenging Wisconsin's ban.
Here to discuss her bill that would reverse Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage is State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa. Representative Zamarripa, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, looking back at 2006, when the same-sex marriage constitutional amendment was approved, what did you see as the attitude then surrounding that issue here in Wisconsin?
You know, I remember back in 06, I was actually an organizer for the Fair Wisconsin campaign, and we were working to defeat the ban on marriage equality. And in Milwaukee, I mean, we had a great response from many of the communities that we were canvassing, but at the end of the day, we know that 59% of Wisconsin voters supported the ban on marriage equality at that time.
Do you think things have changed since then?
Absolutely, I think. I know things have changed since then, in terms of how Wisconsin voters feel about marriage equality. We know that just late last fall, Marquette put a poll out that indicated that Wisconsin voters, a majority of Wisconsin voters, support marriage equality for LGBT Wisconsinites.
You're introducing this legislation, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said it probably won't get a hearing. How do you respond to that?
You know, I implore Speaker Voss to consider having a hearing at minimum on this bill. I think it's good for us to get a sense, not just my side of the aisle, but also his side of the aisle. I believe that we have, I certainly have seen the numbers of independent voters that overwhelmingly support marriage equality, and I believe we have a growing number of Republican voters that would also support marriage equality, and a hearing would help us come to that conclusion.
Your effort comes right after an ACLU filing trying to overturn the ban, the same-sex marriage constitutional amendment, in the courts. If you had to pick which avenue is more likely to end that ban, do you think it's the courts or the legislature?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, certainly in the courts, we just saw a victory in Kentucky in the courts, and I think that's great. But I really think a legislative, I have always, as an elected official, strive for these legislative victories, and I think it would do the community, the public, a world of good to be able to bring it through the legislature and repeal it in that process, because we can bring the public in for a hearing to offer their insight and testimony, and really make it a teaching moment, really, if you will.
Also, a federal judge struck down Virginia's same-sex marriage ban. Also, we've got one way or another surrounding states, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois, having legalized same-sex marriage. Why do you think Wisconsin is kind of a holdout in what seems like a trend?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we know that the Republicans have a majority here in Wisconsin. They have the majority in the state Senate, in the state Assembly, and as you know, in Governor Walker's office in the executive branch. That's the holdout at the end of the day. That's why it's so difficult to get this through the legislative process, and why probably the ACLU felt so strongly about bringing it through the judicial system.
Some people are talking about legalization of same-sex marriage as something that's inevitable here in the state, maybe around the country. What do you see as a timeline for when it might actually happen?
You know, it's going to happen when we start to pick up. I mean, truthfully, it's going to happen when we start to pick up Democratic seats, so we can flip the at least one of the houses in the legislature. But also, as I said, I believe that Republican voters are starting to see that equality is the way to go for us. And so, if the Republicans continue to have the majority, we got to keep on pushing them, keep on educating them, and perhaps in a decade we'll see Republican Party start to shift on this issue. But it's slow going right now. That's why I'd rather move to pick up those Democratic seats, maybe pick up a Democrat in the governor's office.
The reality now is that it's a Republican legislature. It's late in the session, not apparently a lot of interest in bringing this, as we mentioned, to a hearing. Given all that, is it just symbolic on your part to introduce this legislation now?
You know, I've heard folks say that it's so late in the session. We have Republican bills coming through the legislature at record pace through committee right now as we speak. Bills that are going to be on the floor this coming week. This could be a priority of the legislature. If they see marriage equality as important for Wisconsin, we could absolutely put this through the legislature this session. Nevertheless, whether or not it happens, I believe it's a victory because right now you and I are speaking about marriage equality. Right now we are helping to shift public opinion towards equality, and in my opinion, that's a victory already.
So looking back over the last 8 years since the marriage ban was overturned, you mentioned polls showing attitudes changing. Why do you think those attitudes are changing over time?
I really think it's because, you know, I was just talking with the Milwaukee County Executive, Chris Abley, who wanted a kind of a briefing on how things were going on the rollout, which we had a press conference yesterday. And he always loves to point out the millennials, the young people, the young electorate that is emerging. And I believe absolutely, I saw it in 06 when we saw so many young people, especially on near college campuses coming out. They were determined to vote because they knew this referendum was on the ballot and they wanted to vote for marriage equality and against the ban. I believe we're seeing those millennials more and more. They're coming of age. They're a large part of the population. They want marriage equality for their LGBT counterparts.
Even if you manage to get this through this session, overturning or changing the Wisconsin Constitution is a long haul. It's got to go through two sessions of the legislature. Then it's got to get approved by the voters in a referendum. Do you think you can get and maintain that kind of momentum on an issue like this over effectively a two-year haul?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's definitely a long process, but I know I see the excitement around an issue like this. I believe we can continue the momentum. I believe if we can get it to a referendum to the people of Wisconsin, I know that we will prevail and we will have marriage equality in this state.
Now, you mentioned that you would rather do this legislatively rather than in the courts. Supposing that you don't get the change in the legislature and the governor's office that you're hoping for, you don't get the referendum, I guess, would you take a court overturning the gay marriage constitutional amendment as a second best option?
Absolutely. I would love the courts to rule in our favor on equality. We were just talking about the other states that have seen it happen. I'll take it.
All right. Representative Zamarripa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa from Milwaukee. She, along with Senator Tim Carpenter, announced new legislation yesterday evening that would repeal Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage.